Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And we got some good stuff lined up for you. This half hour, our good friend Gary Harps is with us. And you know who Gary is. Gary's been with us many times before and is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And we're going to talk about... By the way, Gary is CEO and founder of the Six Disciplines Corporation. He's the author of the outstanding book Six Disciplines for Excellence, which he and I have talked about in the past, and we're going to talk about the economy right now, how you and I can not only survive but actually thrive this year. Gary Harps, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Gary, one of the this topic that you have on your mind is such an important one, and I'm glad you're here to talk about it, because I've been talking about this for a long time, really since December. I've been, you know, covering these issues with either by myself or with other people, and it's always good to get another perspective, because I know they're tired of hearing what I have to say about this, my audience is. But so what do you think? What do we got here? We got a banana, we got a recession, we got a depression, we got a downturn, we got a correction. What do we got here?
Well, you know, we've got excellence centers around the country, and I've been surprised that the businesses I talk to are not seeing as much impact on the economy as the headlines would indicate. And
really? Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. Are you saying, Gary, are you trying to tell me that the reality in the world is different from what the talking heads are telling us?
Well, it's hard to believe, isn't it? That'd be probably the first time.
Say
that's
it ain't
ever
show.
Happened.
This is shocking news, Gary.
Well,
I love sarcasm, don't you?
Yeah. I was speaking with a gentleman that has an architectural business in Tampa, Florida, and you know, the headlines are that what a mess that is down there in terms of housing and et cetera.
Ten years of housing inventory down there, they tell me.
Yeah, but you know, his business is this was in the first quarter of this year is the strongest it's ever been.
Yep.
And of course, he's in commercial real estate, so it's a little bit different. Same thing in Indianapolis in the Midwest. We're seeing some softening in the housing market, but nothing like some of the major markets, you know, California and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be spotty. We have clients that are manufacturers. They're just doing great. And so I'm not suggesting there isn't a recession, but what it appears to be is very regional, depends on what the economics in that marketplace are. And, we may not be to the bottom of it yet. Who knows? So
I was in Raleigh 3 weeks ago and asked a couple of hundred small business owners if they thought, how many thought we were in a recession. Not one raised their hand. I was in Memphis last week, asked about half that many small business owners what they thought about the economy, and a smattering, maybe less than 10% raised their hands and said that they thought we're in a recession. And, you know, technically we aren't in a recession. But that's not really, the technical stuff is cold comfort if you personally are feeling like it's a recession, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the feedback I'm getting is very similar to yours. So we're not seeing slowdowns in investment in the future, and so it's kind of business as usual.
I covered a FedEx Kinko's survey recently that showed that even though 89% of small business owners thought we were in a the economy was going to impact their business negatively, 92% said they were going to either maintain or increase their marketing budget.
Yeah.
So, well, go ahead.
Well, that's one of the things that we counsel people in a time like this. You know, the strong get stronger. It's kind of an interesting situation. I was in Raleigh not too long ago, probably about the same time you were, and I was speaking to a gentleman whose business was manufacturing decorative fences for homes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he said he struggled a little bit in the fourth quarter, but a lot of his weaker competition actually went away,
yep.
and his business increased. And so one of the things we talk to businesses about all the time, you know, our business is, I don't know if I told you, we're introducing a new book, Execution Revolution.
Nope, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, in July.
Yep.
And the whole point of that book is to communicate to business leaders that the toughest problem in business is execution. It's getting the job
mm-hmm.
done.
Mm-hmm.
And if these downturns cause organizations to panic, that's not good.
Everything is in cycles, exists in cycles, ladies and gentlemen. There are times when things are up, there are times when things are down. It's going to be that way for as long as we live. And Ari Harps and I are going to be gone for just a couple of minutes. We'll be back. Don't go away. 22. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Lessingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. We made them for you. Lots of stuff there. Lots of stuff that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, especially in a year where people are having a few challenges, like some people are in 2008. And of course, that's smallbusinessadvocate.com and then askjim.biz. That's the knowledge base. That's where you get small business answers. Now, no barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. You go back and find past interviews, by the way, that I've done with Gary Harpst, our guest. H-A-R-P-S-T is the way you spell his last name. He's the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence. And the new book coming out in July, Gary, I expect to launch that on this show, by the way.
Well, I certainly hope so.
I would really appreciate that. Just make that happen. It's your book.
All right, let's do it. Yeah.
Gary, you were making a point there as we went to the break. I want you to we'll give you a chance to finish that.
Well, yes. The point I was making was that this new book is about a whole program for taking the stress off of business owners, so that they can more automatically keep everyone in the organization on track and doing what they're supposed to, making the right decisions. That's what we call execution. And
mm-hmm.
In periods of time where there's fear, like the headlines we were talking about, organizations sometimes panic and they don't make good decisions. And so
mm-hmm.
one of the pieces of advice I always give people is get the facts here. Don't believe the headlines. Talk to your customers, talk to your customers' customers.
That is so excellent,
yeah.
Gary, because one of the things I've been telling my audience is stop listening to the talking heads and start listening to your customers.
Yeah, that's it exactly.
But I like one thing you said especially, because this is 21st century thinking, ladies and gentlemen. What Gary just said to you is maybe the most... The most dramatic example of 21st century thinking. Gary, you said, talk to your customer's customer. That was not something that was done in the 20th century. It's a 21st century thought, and it absolutely is one of the key ways. And not just talk to them, talk to your customers about their customers.
Absolutely.
Don't just serve your customers, serve your customer's customers. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, the point being that we're trying to coach organizations on how to become excellent at execution. You can't do that if you're in a panic. And so we really encourage in this period of time to break the cycle that most businesses go through of the time to prepare for the up period market or the up economy is in
yep.
the down period.
That's right. That's the best time to do training, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the best organizations know these things are cyclical. Like you just mentioned, we will always have up.
Everything's in a cycle.
Always, that's right. And you can play those to your advantage. You know what Warren Buffett has done that for 40 years.
He's the master. Says, he's become the wealthiest man on earth doing that.
That's exactly right. You know, when a hamburger goes on sale, you buy it. And that's what he mm-hmm. does with businesses. When mm-hmm. the prices are down, you buy it. So we really encourage businesses to invest in the down markets. Now, you can only do that if you're running a tight ship and have the capital and a strong balance sheet.
Yep.
And you may not be in that situation this time, but make your mind up to prepare for it for the next time.
Well, see, what you're talking about, folks, what Gary just said, is if you ever wanted to know why would I retain earnings in my business, why would I want to leave the profits in my business? You know, when things are going great, why don't I? I've worked hard. I've worked my backside off. Why don't I enjoy some of these profits? Well, okay, I want you to enjoy some of those profits, but you need to leave some in the business, because when you do, those profits that you left in the business are the ones that you use to buy what Gary was just saying to buy in a downtime. And let me come back to a dramatic example. This is not necessarily a business model, although it may be for some people. I said earlier, Gary, that there's a 10-year housing inventory in Florida. I believe because of the investors who will come in there and see those opportunities when the price gets right, they'll turn that 10-year inventory into about a 2.5 to 3-year inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And this will all be cleared up in about 2 or 3 years. And somebody's going to take a hit, but somebody will take advantage of that because they had the balance sheet that allowed them to do that. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. There's winners and losers on every side of every transaction. And the losers have already taken their hit now. It's yet to be determined who the winners are.
What scares me, though, Gary, about all this is the government. See, the government doesn't like it when people are unhappy, because they think when people are unhappy, they're going to blame them, they're going to kick them out, and so they start passing legislation that tries to modify the natural selection of the marketplace. The marketplace, I mean, I don't know what you know. I don't care whether people believe in Darwin's theory of natural selection, but I will tell you this: it's alive and it's a major force in the marketplace. What do you think?
Well, it seems like our government is more and more involved, and we try to tell our organizations is focus on the things you can control, otherwise you become disempowered, and we certainly mm-hmm. can't control the government. Another thing I'd like to suggest to your listeners is what we call something that's mentioned in my first book, developing a stop list. And in these times, this is the perfect time to examine every part of your business, eliminate those product lines that are really not profitable. We tend to, when things are going well, those softer areas are sometimes masked and we don't worry about them.
Right.
But when things get tight, it becomes a real opportunity to decide what to stop.
And this is a time to watch the pennies. If you watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves, won't they?
Yes, absolutely.
When we come back, I want to talk about a couple of edges. I want to ask Gary his thoughts on a couple of edges, about where you should be relative to those edges. Ten till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Jimmy to take us out.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate in Chicago. Bringing us back, and we're visiting with our good friend Gary Harbst. He's the author of 6 Disciplines for Excellence. Gary, tell us how we can find your book, and tell us how we can find you.
Well, the new book, Execution Revolution, is available just for pre-order on Amazon in July 13th. When it's generally available, it'll be available in all bookstores. Execution Revolution is 6 Disciplines for Excellence is available in all bookstores now. So
check that out, and give
our
us a website.
Yeah, it's 6disciplines.com.
6disciplines.com.
6 is spelled out, S-I-X.
Right. So check that out, folks, and outstanding stuff there on Gary's website. Gary, what I've been telling folks have been asking me about, what should they do? You know, I as you may know, I've been telling small business owners not to participate in whatever we're in, because I've got to make payroll this Friday. So, and my bills are going to come in. So what good does it do for me to walk around wringing my hands about a recession? I still got to make payroll, and I'm still planning on being in business a year from now. So what? That's what I've been saying. But still, we do have to nod a little bit to the realities of higher gasoline and the economy being off, not growing as much as it has been. And so what I've been telling people is maybe, whereas in other years when the economy was doing much better, maybe you'd be trying something that would where you would try to get yourself on the leading edge of something. But what we know, Gary, is that when you try to get on the leading edge, sometimes if you overshoot, you'll wind up on the bleeding edge. Maybe this is not a good year to get too close to the bleeding edge. What do you think?
Well, I like to use the phrase, keep your powder dry, you know.
Trust in God, but keep your powder dry. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I keep coming back to the execution topic because we think that's the biggest challenge. And in circumstances like this, the way we coach organizations is involve your people in understanding where you're at and what the opportunities are. Get them in a room, brainstorm on the things that you can stop doing to conserve cash, conserve that powder, build up some powder. Then identify the programs that you think you would implement when you see the market turns. But I'm with you. Don't launch those programs until you see the whites of their eyes, so to speak. And But then when you're ready, while your competitors are all in panic mode, you are ready and primed, and then you can launch. But don't do it early. Keep your powder dry.
Well, another thing that's a reality out there, Gary, is that a year or two ago, if you had gotten yourself into a bind and it wasn't that what you were reckless, it's just that you failed at something, you could probably go back to your banker and get a little bit of extra mileage out of him, a little bit of extra help out of him. Even though bankers today are lending money, small business banks, especially independent community banks, are still lending money to small business owners, they're being a lot more discerning this year. And so you might not find as much leverage, as much leeway with your banker this year as you could have a year ago. So that's another thing to remember.
Well, it is. In fact, I actually might suggest to your listeners that they turn the tables and check out their banks themselves. I contacted our bank and asked them to show me their financial statements and tell me how much they were impacted. And you'd be surprised how nervous banks are about their own health.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm sorry I missed that meeting, Gary. Next time you do that, could I go? call me. I'd like to come up there and go to that meeting. Gary, we got about a minute. Last thoughts.
Well, the time to prepare for the up markets and the down markets, and the time for the down is the up, and it's all about building an organization on how to execute. That's the best thing you can do. Most organizations think their biggest problem is cash flow or this or that or the other thing, and that's just not true. It's building an organization that can put in place a plan that's appropriate for up markets, down markets, and then pull the trigger.
Which basically it means that you not only plan for change, but you can manage change.
It sees it to advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. And the teams that can manage change, that can deal with change without creating a casualty list, that's the ones that can execute like you're talking about, Gary.
Absolutely. And they begin pulling away from the competition. That's what happens.
Right. Give us that website again one more time, Gary.
It's sixdisciplines.com.
SIXdisciplines.com. Check out it. And you're gonna send us that new book soon, and we're going to launch it on the show in July, right?
That's right, July 13th.
Looking forward. I want an autographed copy, too, by the way, Gary.
All right, you got it.
Gary Harpst, ladies and gentlemen, Harpst, if you're Googling him. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.